Hey, what is up, guys? I'm going to try and keep this upbeat despite what is going on in the world right now. We're in a bit of a shitstorm, I know, with the coronavirus. And there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of people that are distressed. I'm getting messages from you guys and people joining the Coaching Ignited group, just looking for answers and not really knowing what to do and where to turn. And as much as I try and avoid the news, I did a lot of research earlier today and just tried to look at the landscape both in the UK and over in China, in Italy and Spain and other European countries, and basically did some digging into what was really happening and what other governments were doing and what we're likely to do, because I was listening to some speeches and reports from Boris Johnson today, and it's pretty evident that he's not happy with how we're kind of responding to the suggestions to stay at home. And this poses a little bit of a conflict. And I know it's difficult for you guys that have got one-to-one PT businesses, offline businesses, gyms, studios, knowing what to do next, because you're trying to maintain your livelihoods and bring in revenue and maintain your clients. And in previous podcasts, I did suggest that it would be perhaps a good idea to start training your clients outside. And I don't totally disagree that that's a bad idea right now, but equally, we've also got to look at the implications that it can cause of that human contact and whether we're actually creating more problems for ourselves in the long run in terms of this virus spreading, it really affecting our elderly population and really putting huge pressure on the NHS, who are doing an amazing job, by the way, but they are severely under pressure and stress right now to keep up with the demands of all the people that are getting sick. And so we have to really look at this morally and decide what is the best thing to do next, because I honestly think that if we continue down the path of going out, engaging, going into parks, Boris is just going to lock us all down in the next couple of days. Maybe we'll be on lockdown by the time this goes out on Monday. I don't know at this stage. But in the event that we go to full lockdown, you've got to have your next contingency in place. So you've got to have something ready to go, or at least have an idea, a plan of how you are going to really maintain your clientele. And that, of course, is going to be in the style of some kind of online training model, offer, programming, whatever it is that you can really deliver to your clients that keeps them engaged, keeps them on track, keeps them getting results. And I would say that they need you more than ever right now, because a lot of people are distressed. A lot of people are not going to have access to the same equipment, not going to have access to a lot of the same foods right now. A lot of the shelves are missing key foods. And a lot of people really are suffering from a mindset perspective. And so right now they need a coach, they need a leader, they need someone to keep them on track in these times. And a lot of you might be thinking, well, people are out of jobs and they're not working and they're not making income, but the governments are putting in tons of measures to help people financially. Equally for self-employed personal trainers, there's a petition as well that's been started, which I'll give you info on in a second at the end of the podcast. But there's still very much a lot of people in the marketplace who still have access to funds, who still are working with trainers. I've got a lot of clients right now who have signed new clients. I've signed up with a coach myself. There's a lot of people still in the marketplace looking for help, and equally a lot of your clients will too. Now, I'm not saying that all of your clients are going to suddenly switch to this online model, but that will come down to the relationships that you have already. If they're strong relationships, if you've worked hard on those relationships, if they really feel like they're getting value from working with you, then they'll stick with you and they'll transfer online. But naturally, there's going to be a little bit of a drop off. There's going to be a lot of people who just want to put things on hold, want to go home, want to be with their families, want to watch Netflix for the next 7 to 14 days until they get bored, restless, and inactive. And then guess who they're going to come back to if you've kept them engaged somehow and you've kept on top of them and you're still there as their coach, ready for when they need you again. Because I imagine that a lot of people will go through that phase as well. You'll get a portion that sign up with you, and then you'll get another portion of people who don't sign up with you straight away. They're not really open to the idea of working online. And then after a couple of weeks, when they feel pretty crappy, they've been eating pretty poor foods, and they haven't got that accountability that they need, and their mindset is a little bit damaged based on the current situation, being locked up in their home all day, then that's going to be a prime opportunity for them to be more open to the idea of working with you again, but in an online format. And by that time, if you've done your groundwork with your existing clientele that came online with you, then you've already got a nice smooth model in place to continue that. And on the flip side, if you pull this off now, if you create a nice little online training model, you iron out all the kinks, and you get it working quite smoothly, you can then factor this into your future business, and all of a sudden you've created a new income stream. So even when you go back to one-to-one personal training or your group training, you've got this online model that can then serve clients online, and you can serve clients offline. You could have a hybrid model, and it actually makes you a stronger and more diverse business with multiple income streams that protects you in the event of something like this happening again. So also treat this as an opportunity to learn how to develop a new income stream in your business, a new model that is not dictated by the gym being open or not. And maybe this is the gateway to you going fully online and staying online and running your whole business online, becoming an expert in a specific niche, really carving out a great business for yourself and really start making an impact on a larger scale. So just look at all the different angles, perspectives, and opportunities that you have in front of you right now. This is not the time to crumble. This is the time to do whatever it takes to maintain what kind of business you already built. It's just going to be delivered in a different way. And if this is something that you're genuinely passionate about, helping people and fitness, you will find a way to make this work. You've just got to do some research, you've got to look for the answers, and you've got to take relentless action, and you've got to do it quickly. Because remember, there's a lot of trainers now heading to the online space, ready to market to the masses, and they're going to be marketing to your clients and your prospective clients as well. So just bear that in mind. You need to be nimble, you need to evolve quickly, and you need to learn fast if you're going to maintain any kind of income or business off the back of helping people with fitness and coaching, because the landscape is changing and you're limited in terms of your options, and you need to get this stuff down quickly. So if you're in the Coaching Ignited Facebook group, a couple of weeks ago, I posted a live training I did with some of the personal trainers at Pure Gym, where I basically dive into how to structure a social media platform to really make you attractive from a personal training standpoint, from an online coaching standpoint. And inside that training, I really destroy the myths around using business pages. I show you how to optimize your personal profile. I show you how to generate free traffic. I show you how to generate inbound leads. And this is going to be where you want to start next. So if you want to position yourself online, you need to start optimizing your social media to speak to the audience in a compelling way. So if you haven't seen it already, head into the Coaching Ignited Facebook group. And inside there, you'll see a training. It says live webinar to Pure Gym, something along those lines. It's a 40-minute odd training with some Q&A at the end as well. I would deep dive into that training. I reveal stuff that I've never really revealed anywhere before other than to those particular personal trainers and some Bluestone College students, which I coach and mentor. But you have free access to that because I want to help you. I want you to get in a good position, and I really want you to survive this current situation, which is very difficult for everyone. So make sure you jump on that. Now, equally, I want to point your attention to something else in the group, which has just been posted by one of the members. It's actually a petition. Now, this petition is very, very important to you as a self-employed personal trainer. And basically, this petition, it's up to 216,000 signatures right now. I've signed it myself, and I encourage you to go find it in the group and sign this petition, because it is to allow you, if it gets passed, to receive full pay through HMRC during this time that the gym won't be open. So I don't know the total logistics and legalities of this petition, but if you go into the group, you can find it, you can click on that link, you can sign up to it, and you can put your signature on it, and you can find out more details. But I urge you to go and do this, because if this gets passed, it's going to save your ass, and it's going to give you a really good cushion when it comes to your income. So make sure you go and find that inside the group. Now, lastly, I've actually been doing some giveaways on this show, and right now is more fitting than ever, given that loads of people are going to have time on their hands to read books. And I love to give books away, and I'm a big reader. I buy a lot of books for my clients. And for anyone that's listening to this show who is finding it valuable, if you just leave a review on one of the platforms, on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes, I regularly scan through those reviews, I pick one out, and I basically choose people to do book giveaways. So if you want to be included inside that, go and leave a review. Let me know what you think about the podcast, and I could be picking you next to send you a book while you're at home isolated, so you can get reading, get studying, get learning, and really upskilling to make yourself a better personal trainer. So I'm going to wrap things up today, guys. If you've got any questions, fire them over to me in the Facebook group, which is the Coaching Ignited Facebook group. Or if you want to connect with me on Instagram, it's Alex C. Povey. That's P-O-V-E-Y on Instagram. Feel free to drop me messages. I'm here to really help you in this situation. Make sure that I point you in the right directions. I've got tons of resources that I can share with you. And I really just want you guys to survive the next couple of months. So I'll see you inside the group. And I'll also see you on Instagram if we connect there. Peace.